Chuck Kenosha with Bill and Pete. Live and local on AM 1050 WLIP.
It is Wake Up Kenosha. Wednesday morning program rolls on. Joining us now from Wayless MD and Wellness, it's Sherry Stoka. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well today as well. We've got some another case study to talk about this morning, and a pretty interesting one from the standpoint that, I don't know much about it, so I'm looking forward to getting an education here. Now, you are very passionate about what we lovingly call gut health. And most people don't think about the gut or heartburn, sinus infections, or something like that when we think about weight loss. I mean, we think calories in, calories out, or exercise. But you do one of the things at Wayless MD and Wellness is try to identify some of these other symptoms in connection with maybe why the weight loss doesn't come off. So tell us a little bit about why finding out some of those things are so important.
Yeah, definitely. So you are correct. Gut health is definitely an area that I'm extremely interested in because it really is the foundation of a good, healthy body. And I think, again, like you said, you know, people aren't really thinking about certain symptoms that they're experiencing and how that could relate to the inability to lose weight. So it really is about getting the body into a healthy state and healthy balance, so that weight loss can be more long-term. So that's why we definitely are looking into other things. So if they need to be addressed, we'll address them.
And including a GI test, right, which can be very revealing, as in this case study.
Yeah, so this particular case study, we kind of pulled together some data, and we thought it was very interesting because people who come to us, obviously, most people want to lose weight. So we do a symptom assessment survey, and we identify that there's probably or likely some other things going on, we're doing some testing. And we started to find in a large percentage of our patients that they were coming back with H. pylori infection. So, you know, this is estimated to be, you know, people are estimated to be infected almost 50% of the population.
Wow.
So again, it's one of those things that you're not going to be tested for when you go in to see your doctor. And there are kind of some symptoms that you can really look for that's going to help identify certain, you know, certain problems.
So what is H. pylori? Is this, this is obviously something going on inside the intestinal tract, right?
Yeah, so in the intestinal tract, you know, there are so many different organisms, and H. pylori, and I think everyone's, you know, really honed in on the coronavirus. You know, we are made up of so many things. We have other viruses that exist in our body, and so H. pylori just happens to be a bacteria, and it actually likes to reside in the stomach. And if it grows at an elevated level, it can cause serious, serious problems. So some of the symptoms that our particular patients presented with was pretty significant heartburn. So that can be a symptom. Stomach pain, you know, periodic stomach pain is one of those symptoms. Just indigestion, you know, you're kind of always clearing your throat. But I think the most important part to all of this is that it's like the leading cause of stomach ulcers. So again, you know, when we were able to identify that, treat that, now you see patients are actually starting to lose weight.
Hmm. Wow. Talking with Sherry Stoka, Wayless MD and Wellness. So you find this, you run the tests, you got this bacteria in your system that's causing this harm. So what are some of the treatments that your clients will undergo to try to start to resolve this issue?
Yeah, so we are always working with everyone on nutrition and their diet, you know, because that's obviously very, very important. But we have a very specific protocol in treating H. pylori infections, and It's about a 2-month program, and it's very effective in really resolving that problem. So, you know, we're really working with them and short term, but then more importantly, really working on some long term healthy habits.
And if somebody, the bottom line out of this is experiencing some of these symptoms, and this might be something that, you know, your conventional healthcare might miss or not even test for, right? This is a reason to get into Way Less MD and take the test, find out what's going on inside you.
Yeah, I think a really important piece to all of this is that we aren't looking at this. So people are presenting to their doctor's office with heartburn. You know, maybe they have a little bit of stomach pain. Their bowel habits have changed quite a bit, and they're being put on a PPI. And a PPI, you know, Nexium, Prilosec, those types of medications actually make the condition worse because they reduce acid in your stomach. And that essentially is creating an environment that's conducive for H. pylori to live in. So really thinking through, there are many things that could be going on. It's not just H. pylori. It just happens to be one of those bacterial infections that we're seeing a lot of. So really kind of hone in on your symptoms.
Sherry Stoka, Way Less MD and Wellness. Just got about a minute left, but I want to make sure that we put the plug in, because you're right. This is just one of the things going on. We're talking about the HCG. There's obviously a bunch of weight loss programs. One that's going to work for your given situation. I know that firsthand because you know it well. I was 308 pounds almost a year and a half ago and lost over 100 pounds thanks to Way Less MD and Wellness. So it's outstanding stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Sherry Stoka, if we want to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
You can definitely just call us at 262-226-2046. We are up and running full time again, so we're doing less. We can still do virtual calls, but we are open for business as normal. So look forward to working with everyone again.
Very good. And I'll be there getting on the scale for my weigh-in a little bit later on this morning, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
So we're looking forward to that. Sherry, stay safe and healthy. We'll talk to you next Wednesday morning. Thanks for the information.
Thanks, Pete. See you soon.